Rick Davis, what was the one thing that made you decide, okay, I'm running?
President Obama's farewell speech, when he said, if you're not happy with what's going on, go out, get a petition, get it signed, and run. I had served on city council before 1999 to 2003 in Glenwood, but the last couple of years, there's been times I've not been happy with things.
Can you be specific about some of the things that you were unhappy about?
My perception of how city council would respond to people that would come before council. Many, many times I felt that they were short with them. They weren't listening. They didn't give them ample time to speak their mind, and they didn't respond. I know from having served before, Amy, that oftentimes people will come in at the 11th hour after all of the meetings you've had and everything, and it's frustrating. But that's just the way the public is. And at that point, you have to set aside everything and listen to them and really weigh their concerns before you go in for your final decision. And I didn't feel that that was happening. And I know a lot of times, either myself or people that I've talked to, as I've been knocking on doors, have said they've reached out to council. They've either emailed or called, and getting responses back was just about minimal. We're elected to serve the people at large, everybody. We're elected to serve the citizens of Glenwood, and I don't think they were getting served very well.
What do you think are some of the most urgent issues facing the city right now and maybe for the next decade?
The right now one is getting proper planning in place for when the Grand Avenue Bridge shuts down and the relocation of 82 happens. When they start exiting people off of 114, which is West Glenwood, bringing them down Midland, down to 8th Street, over to Colorado, up to 9th and back to Grand, and then what's going to be happening all along Midland from 8th Street to 27th Street, is just going to be a mess. I can see cars being backed up all the way to South Bridge or even Newcastle. They really don't know. So what's facing us is not only just the traffic jams, how they're going to deal with that, which is partially city council, a lot CDOT, but how they're going to deal with emergencies in town, how they're going to move vehicles around, how they're going to get equipment there. So I really think they missed a boat on proper planning up front with these things. And I live over in an area off of Midland that's going to be impacted. We had a community meeting, CDOT hosted it, and I asked the question, how are you going to deal with these things? And the response was, well, we're going to give it a few weeks and wait and see. And I just had a problem with that. It's not a wait and see thing. They have to have models. They have to be running that now, doing scenarios so that they can have good response. So that's the immediate. 10 years. Glenwood Springs is finite in this expense of growth. We're about 5.6, 5.7 square miles of community. We can't really go farther north, south, east, or west. We're constrained in our valley. We can't go up the slopes of the mountains. We're constrained by what they call the blue line, which is how far up they can service water.
Right.
And we're a town of about 9,600 people, 4,000 households. When I first moved here, my wife and I moved here with young children, and we were able to buy a home. I worked construction all of my life in project management. We were able to pay for a house, buy a house, and raise our family. What's going to happen now when I'm ready to sell my house and all the people my age in their mid-60s turn around to sell? What kind of town does Glenwood become? Do we become a destination town for very wealthy retirees, and that's who buys the homes in the next decade, the next two decades? Who's able to buy homes? Who's able to raise their families here and have work here? That kind of thing troubles me.
This issue also has to do with traffic and access, ingress and egress, and it's the South Bridge project.
There is a need to relieve traffic that comes down off of Midland from 4 Mile and the folks that live out in that area. As they come down to Midland, 27th Street, the school that's out there and unloads during the day, there's definitely a need for some form of traffic relief. There's also a need for those that live in Glenwood and those that live up 4 Mile in that whole area to be able to, not if, but when we have the next disaster and should it affect us in that area. So there's two good reasons to have the South Bridge built. What okay. isn't a good thing is that Glenwood Springs is leading the charge to build a bridge and bring access to that bridge on county property to serve predominantly county people. I think that this is a county project that Glenwood should be supporting, but it should be led by the county. It should be primarily financed by the county, and we can lend our support wherever it would work properly and not be throwing a lot of money at it from the city. Two other things. One, the airport, from what I remember when I was on city council before, we had a long discussion about can the airport be closed, should it be closed? And that was before that development went out that was built around the city, the housing.
Cardiff Glen.
There was some paperwork provided that said that this was deeded by a family, and I don't remember their name, that was to remain forever an airport. That hasn't been brought up this time around, but that really needs to be addressed. And then the final part of that puzzle is, I think his name, it was Carter Jackson that owns that land out there, wasn't it?
Yes, the late Carter Jackson and his family is still out there.
And Carter was okay, from what I remember, with granting some access through that area that's a conservancy to build the bridge and the roads through it. But I have understanding that his family isn't all that excited about it. So I think that that's another thing that needs to be settled right now. Is the family in support of it? Are they going to allow it? And if they're not going to, what would the city or the county be thinking of doing? I'm not against it. There's just too many things out there, and I really do believe the county should be in charge.
What are your ideas about keeping recycling in Glenwood or not, and also about developing the confluence area?
Well, the first one, I was on city council, and actually Mayor Dan Richardson from Carbondale was on council with me, and it was one of his proposals that created our recycling center that just closed here last month. When it closed so suddenly, and so many people were caught off guard with it, we went to several city council meetings. A big group of people showed up. Deb, the city manager, was directed to listen to other people and see if there was other opportunities. She took the footprint that basically duplicated the recycling center that we had there with all of the roll-offs, the steel bin, and the big area where TVs and large electronic stuff was brought. She went around town on different sites. She approached Safeway, Walmart. She looked at other areas that the city owned to see if we could create, let me call it a 200 by 200 footprint.
Okay.
Nothing worked out. I asked Deb, did they consider something less? Did they consider that we could keep the steel up at the landfill? We could keep all of the electronics up at the landfill. We could look at smaller bins that would handle the things that are normal use things for normal households, the paper, the plastic, the bottles, the cardboard, and we could have several of those small areas around town. I really think two or three of those smaller things would work just as fine as several large roll-offs, and I think they could find room for those.
Okay.
As far as the confluence, we need to go slow. Once the bridge is done, once we start moving both on the north side of Grand Avenue Bridge and then towards the confluence, I hope whoever is serving on council do proper planning, a master plan, create a whole scheme of things that can go on there with the idea, especially for the confluence, that the river is an amenity that the whole town can enjoy, plus visitors that come to town. We don't have to fill in every square inch with some kind of building or business or home. Let's really preserve and protect and create an access to those rivers that would be park-like, would be a great, great attraction for the town, but really a service and an amenity for the residents of town.
Rick Davis, candidate for the at-large Glenwood Springs City Council seat, thanks very much for talking with me today.
Thank you, Amy.